Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Wisdom, the Way, Truth, and Life, and is found in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. The 14th, 15th, and 16th chapters of the Gospel according to John is called the Upper Room Discourse by many. In these chapters, Jesus prepares his disciples for his physical departure by giving them some vital and final revelations and instructions. I would compare it in some ways to a teacher giving final instructions to students who are about to take a major examination, which they need in order to pass. The discourse begins with some of the most profound statements Jesus ever makes. So much, in fact, that they are frequently read at many, if not most, Christian funerals. Let not your heart be troubled are the reassuring words Jesus begins his final period of instruction with his disciples. It is as if he knew what would lie ahead for them, and he was telling them in advance not to worry. He had been with them from the beginning, and his presence was a calm and stabilizing influence that kept them together and alleviated their fears. But that presence was about to leave, and he wanted them to know how they were going to manage after his departure. Part of what he did was to remove any lingering doubt or suspicion over who he is. He told them to believe in him because they believe in God. The same thing applies to us today. Our belief in Jesus comes from our belief in God. As we read the words Jesus spoke to his disciples in that upper room, we need to place ourselves there and allow him to speak them to us. He tells us that God has a house with many rooms for all of us. His departure is necessary in order to make preparations for us. That preparation would take him to the cross of Calvary and through the pits of hell. He told us he would return after he made those preparations, so that we may be where he is. The place and way to where he was going, he insisted that we knew. However, when one indicated we were not sure about that, Jesus gives us a deeper revelation about himself. He describes himself as the way to the Father. He said that he is also the truth, and that he is the life. These three things taken together are all we need to get us through this world and to the house with many mansions or rooms. When someone asked him to show us the Father, Jesus insisted, if we see him, we are seeing the Father. Here he makes a direct connection between himself and God. As proof of this, he said he let the words and works I have shown you make my case. Finally, he tells us that we shall continue the works that he has started, and whatever we need, he will provide. The wisdom of the way to the Father, the truth of all things, and the means to eternal life are all in Jesus. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you're invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m., live and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, please be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.